The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you wherever you're joining from, whatever time zone, whatever location in the world. So for practice together today, the theme I'd like to invite us to explore together is a theme that actually has a lot of dimensions to it. So as you experience it, as you practice with it tonight, only one dimension or couple of dimensions might show up, or maybe more dimensions will show up. So whatever, I haven't told you what it is yet. I'm just setting the stage up. So whatever dimensions arise for you, to open up to those and let yourself be open up to more possibilities of this topic to be explored. So the topic is metta, is multiple dimensions of metta. But the way I want to explore it tonight with you, invite you to explore it together in a relaxed way and see what shows up, is to love and being loved. Love and being loved. Love and being loved. So it could show up as loving, sharing metta, or it could show up as receiving metta. But it's a little different. We've done giving and receiving before. Here, I want to invite us to explore slightly different nuance, because giving and receiving, even though receiving can seem easy and relaxed, there's still a minor level of effort. There's more effort in giving. But I want us to explore, if we can tonight, if not, it's okay to see what comes up and shows up. This idea of just being loved, just being loved, not receiving love, not as active, but just feeling, just being loved and loving. That's one dimension I want to invite you. And if you're starting to think about it, what does she mean? Don't think about it. These are not so much to figure out. These are invitations I want to drop in for you to feel into, feel your way into. These are questions to live, not to try to think about and figure out. So that's one dimension I like to invite us to explore. This, just being loved and loving. And when I say loving and being loved, what might have come up for some of you is loving and being loved another human being or another being in the world, another living being. That's great. That's one dimension of it that can come up. But there's more. Let's not be limited to that or only focus on that. For some of you, just a general sense of loving, just loving experience, loving others, just the sense of love, a sense of radiating metta or love might have come up, and the sense of feeling loved, receiving. There's just sense of a dimensionality in this universe, and to allow our minds and hearts open to dimensions of loving and being loved that might be present in our experience. And sometimes we tap into them in some special moments, maybe when there's a birth of a child, maybe there is a sense of, the world stops and just complete love everywhere. Or maybe someone dies. There could be a sense of tapping into this this mystery, this sense of complete loving and being loved. And these doorways, these entryways that might open up with birth and death and some other amazing moments in our lives may be more available than we give ourselves credit to. So the invitation tonight is, if, as I'll invite you with the various various invitations, to let your heart be open to these other dimensionalities, not to force them, not to try to push through, but as if you're opening your heart with this practice of loving, just loving, offering your own beauty, your own love, your own sacredness to the world, just loving, loving it as it is, as beautiful, as painful, as messed up as it is, loving the suchness of the world. And let yourself feel loved or be loved in ways that are not always perceptible. They're not relational necessarily. So if some of what I said didn't quite make sense, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. One purpose of guided meditations, hopefully, is to invite us to ways in which we can think, but maybe we'll access something new or not. Let's explore together. Let's be curious. So with that, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. You might need to shift and move, sit up straighter, or you need to, you may need to shift your body, as I need to shift my body a little bit with the tightnesses. Or you may need to move and lie down if that's appropriate for you right now. And arriving. Landing in this body, in this human body, in this form. Settling. The weight of our thoughts, letting them settle. The weight of our emotions, our worries, our anxieties, our grief, our sadness, our joy. Let the weight of all of them settle in this moment as we start. Settling in the body. Letting the weight settle and be lowered, the center of gravity lowered to the abdomen, the sit bones contacting the cushion or the chair. And letting the breath Letting the breath move as it wishes through the abdomen, through the body. It's not so much that you are breathing. Don't make it effortful. The breath breathing itself. At each in-breath and out-breath, calming, soothing your mind, soothing your heart, as if washing away any residue, any pain, any challenges, sorrow in this moment. The breath cleansing, calming, soothing, nourishing like a lullaby. Let us settle for a few minutes with just the breath in the body, being breathed, calming, soothing, settling the breath in the body. And now I would like to invite you, if you wish, to bring to mind some being whom you care about, you love. For this practice, it's okay if this being is either presently in your life, or maybe if they're deceased. As long as feeling their presence and doesn't bring up too much grief, it's okay to bring someone who's deceased. Or it could also be a child or a pet. Someone whom you can have a sense of sitting in this space, and the space in your heart, as if you were opening your heart center, was being opened, and there was a sense of them being loved, loving and you being loved, loving and being loved. In your mind's eye, sitting in this field of loving and being loved. Timeless. Timeless. Beaming. And not effortful, just loving. Maybe first feeling the loving. With each breath, as if the breath was coming in and out of your heart center. Feeling the love for this being. And if you're going through the Rolodex still, feeling guilty, should I choose this person or that? Just choose someone. It doesn't matter. You can always explore and practice with other beings later. Just explore whichever relationship was least complicated or is least complicated, straightforward. Please choose that one first. Wordless, wordless metta, wordless love. If the phrases naturally come to you, it's fine to use them. But let's just breathe love for this being. With each breath, and maybe feeling them receiving the love, noticing or acknowledging that they are being loved, they feel being loved, you are loving, and they are being loved. So acknowledging your perspective and for a moment their perspective, loving and being loved. And if it so happens that multiple beings show up together, you're loving them and them feeling love, that's okay too. Don't need to kick the other being out. Just loving with each breath. Acknowledging them being loved. Feeling the breath in your body. Letting your body be relaxed. And now, the invitation for being loved by this being, being loved. From their vantage point, acknowledging their loving. As from your vantage point, just being loved. With each breath, with each in-breath and out-breath, being loved. And now an invitation to feel the field, sitting in the field of love, both loving and being loved, both you and this other being. Not so much thinking about it, but breathing, feeling. And now another invitation, if you wish. That this loving and being loved allowing the heart to see, to feel into other dimensionalities of this. It's not just the directional between these two beings, you and this other being or beings, love and being loved. But what if this gift of loving and being loved, accepting, it's like an offering, this field. It's an offering. you're loving and being loved in this field. What if it were an offering? One of the most beautiful offerings. That your humanity is offering the world in your life. As if it is an act of service somehow. Servicing beauty, the sacred, by loving and being loved. And not so much thinking about the meanings, but opening up. To a possibility. That loving and being loved may have much more dimensionality in unfathomable ways. Serving goodness. In more ways than just the relational one. So as you breathe, just breathing and opening up to this field of loving and being loved between you and this other being, this field, let this field be loved. Let this field. Acknowledging that this field of loving and being loved is being loved. By the universe. And it's loving the universe, this field. Is loving beauty and grace like an offering. Dropping this in and breathing, not thinking about it, just breathe. Loving and being loved. And for the last moments of this practice, loving and being loved. By the being who is you, for having shown up as perfectly or as imperfectly as it happened, simply loving the imperfection just as it is, the suchness, the way it is, loved just as it is, and spreading, allowing the world this imperfect, perfect world with all its joys and all its sorrows, all its mysteries. Be loved just as it is for a moment. Change the settings now. If you would like to share any reflections, you are welcome to type them in chat or use the blue hand to raise your hand to share any thoughts, reflections, questions. Marie Christine says, I love your nuanced and subtle exploration of metta. Thank you, Marie Christine. Neil says, I feel all over. And Denise says, yes, exactly, Sweet. Yeah. And Parisa shares appreciation, yeah, to me and all of us on YouTube and Rockbus as well. Yeah. And let's see a couple more things. It was peaceful. And Forrest ask, can you say more about the reflection on the field of metta? Yes. Yeah. And let's see. Disruptive politics thoughts. Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. It's okay. You can always listen to this again. Yeah. Violet also says, same as Bill, one breath of metta, one breath of politics. Yeah. Back and forth for 30 minutes. It is like this. Let that be loved too. It's in its complete imperfection. Let it be loved. Appreciation also from Dawn on YouTube. Thank you, Dawn. And so I'll say something about Forrest's question. Let's see, one more question. Ben says, every time I said dimensionality, it jolted me into thinking about math, realizing I have quite a hard time thinking about math and feeling love at the same time. It's funny, Ben, and it's sweet. So there's so many different ways dimensionality is used. So, and can you love the having a hard time with thinking about math and love at the same time? So loving that imperfection, letting this be all inclusive. Yuka says, now here is full of love. I take a breath and receive unconditional love from nature. Ah, sweet. Lovely. And Richard is sharing songs apropos of the meditation. Love is in the air. It's funny, and a few other ones. Let's see, another reflection. Yeah, Lisa shares on YouTube, I love this as I needed to be reminded how much I love my husband, even when I'm mad at him. Oh, lovely. I love that reflection, Lisa. Yes. Yeah, feeling the love even if there's anger. Yeah. Yeah, so let's see. So I want to come back to the question that Forrest raised about wanting to say more about the field of metta, the sense of field, the giving, receiving, or loving, being loved, a sense of as if you're sitting in it, as if it's the fabric of the world, a fabric of the universe, as if it's the unseen fabric. It's something I invite you to feel into. As a way of seeing, we have so many choices as to how we choose to see, how we choose to perceive. And one of the quotes by Einstein that I love and usually bring in about this is, you know, we have a choice to see the universe as an unfriendly place, in which case our actions become unfriendly and war-oriented. We can see the universe as neutral, as if God is playing dice with the universe. That's when he said his famous quote in this longer phrase. Or we can see the universe as a friendly, loving place, in which case the way our activities, our intentionality, the way we go about our lives will shift and change and will be more love-filled towards the world, will be more constructive towards nature and towards human beings, as he described it. And there's more, both psychologically, there are many things to be said about the perspective we take about this field of metta, about the sense of world and us being in a sense of field of metta. So my invitation to first bring it up relationally is to tap into that. And specifically in Buddhism, this idea of beaming metta is just the sense of unconditional love, exultant, is the sense of it's shining it out, be sitting in it and receiving it when we give ourselves metta and shining it out. So there's so many ways to think about this and relate to this field. I hope some of these words supported you. Does that help, Forrest? Yeah. I see you nod and give me thumbs up. That's great. Fantastic. Okay. All right. So let's go into practice meetings, and I want to leave some time at the end for more reflections. I see Jerry, I now see your hand is up. Let's come to you after the practice meetings, the small groups. I want to make sure we have time for them. So the invitation for the small groups is to be in the sense as if you're sitting in this field of love and being loved. universally yourself, loving the imperfection, loving the beauty, the perfection. There's both perfection and imperfection, all of them. Can they be loved, both be loved by you and feel loved? Giving and not so much giving and receiving, action oriented. But if that works for you, then feeling that too. And just simply showing up in this small group with others. And you may share a few words of what the practice was like for you, or maybe not. Maybe you'll just sit in silence together and just love and feel loved in this field together in silence. You will see what that's like. And that's all fine. So with that invitation, let's check it out. I invite you again, if you need to hop off, that's perfectly fine. But if you could stay, you might find it actually nourishing practice to engage in this way. So let me open up the rooms. Wait. Da 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 da. One thing I need to do here. Okay. So here we go, opening the rooms. Remember your presence, sense of presence, love and being loved. Okay, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. We just have a couple of minutes for any reflections you would like to share. And if you would raise your hand, please, so I can unmute you, or you can type it in chat. And since we have limited time, need to keep them brief. But please, you're invited. Violet says, a lovely minute of silent sitting with my group at the end. Aw, that's lovely. That's sweet. How nice. And Jerry, I see your hand. I'm going to ask you to unmute, please.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we were talking before and then in a small group, it was my first experience of moving to the a lot outside of the relational. And I actually wondered if I was in a dream. So it was so unique experience. So thank you.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, it's so many different ways to explore this. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. Any other reflections? We have 1 minute left. Neil says, tonight's practice made me feel hopeful that more minutes of my life can be like this. Oh, yay. That's a lovely note to end on for all of us, isn't it? Thank you, Neil, for sharing that. Beautiful and poetic. So let us all feel hopeful that we can all feel loving and being loved, more moments of our lives. Yeah. Thank you for your practice, for showing up, for loving, being loved. Both are so important. May your practice, your gift of loving and being loved, serve your own awakening, those of others, and the whole world. Take good care. See you on Monday. Bye. Oh, now you can unmute yourself. Wait, let me change the settings. Here we go. if you want to unmute, yeah, and say hello, goodbye.
Thank you all.
That love button. I love you folks. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Farewell.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Violet.
Very sweet. Bye.